a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
39, 40, 41, 42.
Jack, what are you doing?
I'm counting the cards for tonight's poker game. 42, 43, 44.
I didn't know we were going to play poker tonight.
You're not. I am. It's for men only. 46, 47. Janet?
Hmm?
Why are there only 47 cards here?
Oh, well, Chrissy and I were watching this cowboy movie.
And?
And one of the cowboys was playing that game. You know the one where they throw the cards into a hat? So, Chrissy and I tried it.
Janet, why are there 5 cards missing from this deck?
Well, we couldn't find a hat to play with, so we had to play in the bathroom.
Oh, no! You mean 5 cards went down the...
Right down the... Well, and Chrissy thought it was a royal flush. What have you got there?
I didn't get a raise. That's what I got there.
Well, were you due for one?
Yeah.
Poor Chrissy. Did you complain?
I wouldn't give them the satisfaction.
Well, so to cheer yourself up, you went out and bought something new?
How could I? I need a raise to be able to buy something new.
But you didn't get a raise.
No, that's why I got the box.
Let me see what's inside this, okay?
Chrissy, how come they wouldn't give you a raise?
I don't know. I'm the best secretary they have if you don't count my shorthand and typing.
Easy Time Cosmetics?
That's my new part-time job.
Doing what?
Selling. You know, door-to-door, to friends, over the telephone. These are cosmetics and toiletries that every man and woman can use.
Yeah, well, I don't use lipstick.
It's not just lipstick, it's aftershave.
Oh, yeah, well, Janet will like that.
Chrissy, you know selling is really hard work.
Well, the man at Easy Time Cosmetics told me I'd make a lot of money. He said that this job doesn't take any ability at all, and I'd be perfect for it.
Yeah, well, Chrissy,
Chrissy, you'll be great. You can sell anything.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Mercy.
Boy, do you really believe what you just told her?
No, but I just love the way she says thank you.
No, Chrissy tried selling before, and she was a total flop. Don't you remember that all-purpose kitchen knife?
Oh, yeah. She made $4 selling the knives, but spent $5 buying Band-Aids.
Yeah. I'm going to go in the kitchen, and I'm going to tell her the truth. Oh, hi. Chrissy, I've been thinking. Honey, some people just aren't cut out to sell door-to-door.
I know. But don't feel bad. You have so many other abilities.
Hello.
Guess what? I'm a new sales lady for Easy Time Cosmetics, and you'll get to be my very first customer.
Guess what? You're wrong. Jack, darling.
Oh, hi, Lon. I was just taking a nap. Oh,
you must come over to my apartment with me and help me change my light bulb.
That's a switch.
Lana, why can't you change it yourself?
But the fixture's too high. It's in the ceiling of my bedroom.
Why don't you just get on the bed?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Lana, control yourself.
Oh, I can't help myself, Jack. Whenever I'm close to you, I get this tingling sensation all over my body.
Hey, if you want your body to tingle, why don't you try some of my new bath lotion?
If blondes have more fun, why do they keep spoiling it for other people? Now, Jack.
Excuse me, it's my turn to answer the door. Oh, look, it's Mr. Furley. Well, maybe he can take care of your ball, Lana.
Yeah, I'm great with flowers.
Well, why don't you go plant yourself?
She just can't trust herself to be in the same room with me.
Oh, yeah. I can tell she really likes you.
Yeah, and she seems to have taken a motherly interest in you, too, young fella.
A motherly interest?
Well, sure, what else could it be? Knowing Jack's inclinations, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, right, my inclinations.
Yeah, and it's a darn good thing you're not interested in her, too. Otherwise, you'd be out bag, baggage, and pantyhose.
What can we do for you, Mr. Furley?
Oh, Larry told me you're having a poker game up here tonight.
Poker? We're not playing any poker.
Oh, that's a shame. I got $100 just burning a hole in my pocket, and I've always wanted to learn how to play poker.
Oh, poker! I'm sorry, I thought you said pooker.
I never heard of pooker.
Well, neither have I. That's why it puzzled me when you said it.
Hey, why don't we play down at my place?
Well, that's great. I'll get it together. I'll meet you there at 8:30. How about it?
Great.
Okay.
Mr. Furley, before you go, how would you like to buy some of this fantastic new cologne I'm selling? It's absolutely...
Oh, no, thanks. I got all I need. I'm a member of the Odor of the Month Club.
Well, how would you like some musk oil?
No, thanks. My musk isn't squeaking. Well, see you later.
Now, you see that, Chrissy? Mr. Furley didn't buy anything either. I think you should give up the whole idea of selling.
Yeah, but he's a landlord. Landlords always say no. I'm going to go down to the Regal Beagle. I bet I can sell some of this stuff there.
See you later, Chrissy. I think I'll grab something to eat.
Hey, what about me?
All right, I'll grab you.
Right. Yeah, so Wally comes in. He doesn't see Charlie standing over there next to the I-beams. He just walks right past him. So he walks
Hi,
right
guys.
Hi.
Well, hi. Hello. Oh,
hey. I'm selling if you're buying. And it won't cost you much either. My prices are practically giving it away.
Oh,
right, Sam.
I'm only doing this part-time, you know. I have a regular job.
Oh, sure, sure. We understand.
Good. Because I'm looking for repeat business. And if you're not completely satisfied, I have a money-back guarantee.
I must be dreaming. What do you say we go over to my place?
Me too.
Why? We can take care of it right here.
Here?
Sure, this table will do just fine. I'll show you what I'm selling.
Oh, not now. Later.
I have a full line of shampoo, aftershave, cologne.
Oh, forget it. Come on, Neil. I'll buy you another drink.
Yeah. You know, for a minute, I thought it was Christmas.
Your coffee reminds me of my mother's.
Really?
Sure. My father always said it was grounds for divorce.
Now, don't you start.
No, I won't do it again, I promise.
Chrissy. Oh, what's the matter? This stuff's supposed to sell itself. And it better, because I can't sell any of it. I can't do anything right.
Oh,
Chrissy, now listen, that is just not true.
No wonder I didn't get a raise at the office. I don't deserve it.
Oh. Chrissy, now a lot of people have a rough time selling at first.
Not like me. Two men walked away and one man made me write a letter to his wife.
Why?
Because I spilled a bottle of perfume all over his pants.
Chrissy, I'm sure you can be real good at selling. You just got to learn to be tough. And no matter what, never take no for an answer.
No?
No, and when you're selling, you always have to go, go, go.
Go, go, go?
That's right. And remember, no means yes. Can you do that?
Yes. Good.
Then why are you so unhappy?
Because yes means no.
Oh, Jack, let her go. Maybe she just needs to be alone for a while.
Hi. I wanted...
I know what you want. He's right over there.
Lana, you gotta do me a favor.
Oh, I will, if you will.
Okay, Lana, if you do me this favor, I'll come up and fix your bulb, all right?
Oh, good. And then we'll turn it off, and you can turn me on.
No, wait, Lana, just a second. Whoa.
Okay, what is it you want me to do?
I just want you to buy this... Would you buy some stuff from Chrissy?
It's a deal.
Is it really? Will you do that? Oh, great. Well, hang out here for a couple of seconds. I'll call you out. Chrissy, come here.
Jack, what are you up to?
Just watch. Chrissy.
What?
Lana's here. Why don't you try to sell her some stuff?
I did already, Jack. Remember, she said no.
It'll be different this time, I think. Lana! Now, remember, Chrissy, just go, 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 go. Go, go, go.
Lana? I have this fantastic new face cream.
I'll take a dozen.
Just give it a chance.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, once you try it, you'll really... Did you say...
Just drop it off anytime.
Jack, it worked.
You see?
Oh, and it's all because of your help.
Do you feel better?
Oh, yeah. You know something? I really can sell.
Absolutely.
Go, go, go. Really works.
Chrissy.
You know
Chrissy,
what?
Wait a minute. What?
I'm going to go into this full time.
Chrissy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Chrissy, honey.
Tomorrow I'm going to quit my job at the office.
Hold it, Janet. I don't want her to quit her job.
Well, she's going to. And it's your fault.
I just wanted to cheer her up. I couldn't stand seeing her so unhappy, her chest heaving with sobs.
Her life is ruined and you're looking at her chest.
I wasn't looking at her chest, I was looking at her heaves.
Now listen to me. We have got to convince Chrissy that she cannot sell, and then we got to convince her not to quit her job.
So how are we going to do that?
I'm going to talk her into going down to that poker game tonight and trying to sell stuff to the guys.
What for?
Think, Jack. If I do that, then what should you do?
I should tell the guys not to buy anything from her?
Yeah.
So then she'll give up the whole idea of selling?
Good!
Well, I'm glad I thought of that.
Oh, hi, Jack. Come on in. You're the first one here.
I can't believe how you furnished the Roper's old apartment.
It's Art Deco.
Oh, well, he's the best.
Well, I'm all set. I went out and bought this book and everything.
What is it?
It's called The Many Faces of Poker. Get it? Poker faces? Why aren't you laughing?
Oh, poker face.
Oh. Poker Hunters.
Pardon me?
Poker Hunters. Poker Hunters. Hi.
Hi. These are my friends, Sylvia and Lulu. Girls, meet Mr. Furley.
Hi.
Well, come on in. Come on in.
And this is my friend, Jack Triffer.
Hi.
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 Well, did you girls come over to watch a hot poker game?
Oh, no.
We came to play.
You did? Well, it's them.
Larry, come here.
Hi.
You can't play poker with girls.
Relax, they brought their own money.
Oh, good, let's get started. I get it. Lana, what are you doing here?
I came to collect on your promise.
Well, I didn't mean tonight.
Well, I did.
But we're just about to start playing.
Oh, that was my idea, too.
Look, Lana, I gotta get back to the game.
Oh, well, I'll come in and wait for you.
How you doing, Lana?
Hey, you guys didn't tell me Lana was invited to the game. The PhD resistance, huh? Well, I'll get you a chair and deal you in.
Oh, no, thank you. I have much more interesting ways to lose my money. Poker's a bore.
Well, we don't have to play for money. How about a game of strip poker?
Strip poker?
What? Well, sure, that'll definitely separate the men from the girls.
Well, is Jack playing?
Of course he is.
Then I'm playing.
Lana's gonna play?
Oh, no, I'm not playing any strip poker.
Now, wait a minute. This is my place, and those are my cards, and I say we're playing strip poker. Now, are you in?
Absolutely. I have a favor to ask of all of you. I almost forgot about it. Chrissy's going to be coming down here to try to sell you guys some things. Please, don't anybody buy anything, all right?
Why?
Just promise me you won't buy anything. Otherwise, I can't stay.
Okay, nobody buys anything, all right? Let's play some strip poker. Oh. No, whoa, where are you going?
I'm just going to put on a jacket and a tie.
You're quitting your job. That's a really big step. At least you should think about it for a while.
Janet, thinking never works for me.
Well, okay, Lana is the only person you've sold to.
Yeah, and she doesn't even like me, and I made her buy.
Yes, Chrissy, but that's still just one customer.
Yeah, and one is my lucky number.
What?
Remember the company picnic last May?
Yeah.
It was on the 15th. My raffle ticket was number 12. That won $10. See?
See what?
All the numbers start with one.
I'm getting a headache.
Janet, my lucky number is really starting to work for me.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, Chrissy, I think you should strike while that lucky number is really hot. There's a poker game going on downstairs on the first floor.
Yeah, first starts with a one.
Yeah, that's right, Chrissy. And you know what else? What? The people down there, they've got their money on the table. So why don't you go down there and try and sell them?
Okay, Janet.
Okay.
Poker. This is going to be as easy as falling on a log.
Well, here it is. Ace is up.
No good. I got three queens.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Mr. Furley, if you do me a favor, next time we play strip poker, could you not have vinyl chairs?
Oh, that'll be Chrissy. Listen, remember what I told you. Nobody buy anything.
Gotcha.
Okay? Hello, Chrissy. What are you doing here?
I came to see if you all want to buy some of my wonderful products.
Oh, isn't that nice? Hey, guys, Chrissy's got some great things to sell. Anybody interested?
No.
Oh, what a tough break. Go! Thanks, guys.
What do you say we make this the last hand? Winner take all.
I'm all for that.
Listen, I think I'll go check the dip.
Oh, this game just got interesting.
Yeah, let's get to the good stuff.
Okay, I want two cards.
I think you're all making a big mistake. line of poems you just can't do without.
Jack, do something.
Chrissy, what did I just tell you?
Go, 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 and I know what that means.
Yeah, Chrissy, it means out, out, out.
Hey, I can make you look good. I can make you feel good. I can make you smell good. You're going to thank me for taking your money away. Now, let's start with you, big fella. Oh,
come on, this is the best hat I've had all night.
Me too. Would you deal me two cards?
Well, forget it. I'm offering the best deal in this apartment tonight.
All right, I'll buy it.
No, he won't. He won't.
Oh, I'll live until you buy something.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'll take it all. I'll take everything you got.
No, Mr. Foley, no, please, please.
We have 57 shades of lip.
Oh, just leave it here and bill me.
Mr. Foley, thank you so much. Oh, you've made me so happy. Thank you.
You've just ruined that girl.
I never touched her.
Well, I'm
going to
go have to
talk. Oh, no, 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 no.
You've got to finish the hand. Now, if you leave the table now, it's a missed deal, and I've got a great hand.
All right, make it quick.
I'm not taking any cards. I got all I need right here.
You sold everything?
Everything. Even the case. Now I know I'm going to quit my job tomorrow.
That Jack?
Oh, no, not Jack. Mr. Furley. He has enough lipstick to last him for 10 years.
But, Chrissy, oh, gotta remember to write up those order forms. I don't understand this. They were not supposed to buy anything, huh? They weren't I just figured they probably would need all their money for the poker game.
Oh, I know, Janet. I don't think they were playing for money.
Girls, why don't you come up to my apartment? I think I have something you can put on.
Like what?
Like a Mantovani record?
That was fun. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, real soon. Good night, Lana.
Lana! Come on back! I feel lucky! Well, sweetheart! Can't we do it one more time?
Hey, you!
Good evening, officer.
What do you think you're doing?
Nothing. We were just playing.
We don't like those kind of games in Santa Monica. Now put your hands out.
Have a heart.
No questions. I'm going to level with you, all right? Just listen, no more lies. You are no good at selling, Chrissy. I rigged it up with Lana. I told everybody at the poker game.
Jack, I've already told her everything.
You did? Oh. Well, don't hate me too much, Chrissy. I just
think you're wonderful, Jack.
Huh?
Anybody who cares enough about me to go to all that trouble has to be a wonderful person.
Well, like I said, no more lies. Yes, I am wonderful.
Yeah, you are. But you sure look silly wearing that box.
Yeah.
You're right. Maybe I better take it off, huh?
No! No.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.